The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, once again, I'm in that position of laying out the truth to people who don't want to hear the truth.
I just don't understand the truth.
Such a...
You know, I just can't handle the truth.
I'm serious. There's a lot of people that cannot...
See what I did there?
You can't handle the truth. There's a lot of people that are like that. It's... We are so segregated, so divided, and unfortunately, the bearers of truth are the ones who are shot. And I just get shot all the time. I mean, it's like, really, do you want to hear this? And then people start going off, trying to actually navigate the waters of truth and be honest and open without regard to your political camp or who you've sided up with or what agenda you have, aside from the truth, is near impossible.
Well, and it ties back, because I'm still reading The Righteous Mind, the assigned reading, and the things that our brain does to try to justify things that we believe mm-hmm. or do in our lives.
Right.
So I don't know where the justification is. I don't know. This is, and I feel like I'm the common everyday guy who, mm-hmm. you know, this is the stuff I try to immerse myself
in. Don't give a bad name to common everyday guys.
I know, right? But it's just, okay, there was no law broken. Was it right? Hell, I don't know. I mean, he didn't do anything I don't think that any other politician at that level doesn't do.
I don't.
Does that make it right? No, but you can't single one out. Why are we singling him out when we know what Hillary did, when we know what Bill did, George W. did, George H.W.
We're talking about Don Trump Jr. and the Trump administration, some of the information that came out yesterday. I was looking for, someone had, I thought I retweeted, I can't find it, yesterday, a poll. And it's one of our regular contributors on Twitter, mm-hmm. and they did one of the little tweet polls. And I was trying to find it to get the exact, but it was, what do you think, what is the worst problem right now? And it gave four options. I was not one of them, fortunately, or I would have skewed the voting. One of them was Russia, Trump leaks, North Korea.
Right.
And then they put partisan divide or our division in the country and something else like that, overwhelmingly partisan divide. And there was some really meaty stuff up there. And I was like, so I'm not the only, and that's what I picked too. And I was like, okay, that's the problem. That's what's going on. See, we can get through North Korea, as horrible as it may be, or if Russia, it doesn't matter. We can all get there if we're together. If we're all like, all right, we get it. We're all fighting for the same thing.
Not to sound cliche, but if we can get through anything, if we're...
United we stand, united we fall. That's absolutely true. You're right. It's not cliche, but it is cliche, but it's also true.
I wish people would realize that, though.
It's not. And the problem, we used to understand, or have at times in America, understood something. The founding fathers understood something. And that is, we are going to have lots and lots of differences. Hell, how many differences do you have with your significant other?
Mm-hmm.
The person that is supposed to love you most and you love most, and you share all of this stuff, all of this responsibility, you know, all of this. You see them at their worst, and still you have all of these differences over stuff like opening and closing the cabinets, Cal. Mm-hmm.
I find it very offensive that you chose my differences as an example.
Toilet seat.
Right. Cal's, one of theirs is, Cal leaves the cabinets open.
I leave the kitchen cabinets open.
Why?
Exactly. See?
Sometimes just to push her buttons.
Well, there you go.
Right. So this is it. So
we have our own partisan divide.
Now you're talking 300 and almost 30 million people. Huh? We're going to have it. So you've got to tear down some of those defensive mechanisms you have and say, look at the big picture and what do we all agree on for our own survival, first of all. And second of all, so things can be as comfortable as possible as we march to our graves. Because right. that's really yes, where
that's
we're
really
at now.
We're all headed.
That's
until we die.
I'm a little older, Cal, and I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Like, okay, what's the whole point of this? I'm just heading to the grave. Might as well just get there. So let's lay this out because there's some confusion on what's going on. We had Alan Dershowitz on the Think Tank yesterday on Blaze TV. Glenn set up the interview with Alan Dershowitz, who, by the way, is not some great conservative. In fact, he's a liberal. Mm-hmm. But Alan Dershowitz knows the law. He knows the Constitution. And Alan Dershowitz is pretty fair about that stuff. He has at times even admitted some of his own biases about stuff and will lay it out to the best of his ability. And emphatically, he laid out that no law has been broken. Mm-hmm. What we know definitively, no law has been broken. In fact, much of what is speculated, there is no law broken. That if this, the speculation, if true, when CNN's like, and then they were sure they did this. We can't prove it, but they did this.
Right.
He's a, the no law was broken there.
The way that the media is covering these things, you think like they're throwing words like treason around.
Yes, absolutely. Like, no, Alan Dershowitz is like, no law was broken. And we're like, what about, Glenn even said, what about treason? He goes, treason's the easiest to define. And he quoted it, and I'm trying to remember, bribery, Constitution said bribery, I can't think of the other one, and then high crimes and misdemeanors.
The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overflow.
Yeah, but see, that's the definition. The and he's going constitutional. It's, can't remember. Anyways, but it's real specific. He goes, it's not even close. He goes, next to nobody would fit that.
Yeah. I mean, okay, he met with people to talk about his opponent's weaknesses.
Right. And that's his son, by the way.
Where's treason there? Yeah.
So they keep going to these, and Alan Dershowitz is like, no crime has been committed. Now, he goes, should some of these things be crimes? He feels personally, yes. And right. There's one of the distinctions. Do you think something should be a crime? Fine. Then let's make it a crime. But until that happens, sorry. Are you pissed off that you passed this law and that's now a crime and that other guy got away with it before? Yeah, sure. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to arrest him. It's just how it is. I say that all the time. I'm really ticked off about getting a speeding ticket. And there's no reason our speeding laws should be the way they are other than to make money. And it pisses me off. But if I speed, I'm still guilty and I'm going to have to deal with that. That's how it is. CNN keeps missing that distinction. And then there's also the distinction between what is a sin, what is morally wrong, what is not right. What are things that we hear, read, see, and go, that just shouldn't be, versus what is. Morally, probably a lot of things that Trump and his team have done, I don't like. I don't like at all. I don't like as a citizen. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not the character I'm looking for from a president, from a congressman, from a senator, hell, from just people I work with. I'm not looking for that. That's not what I want. However, let's be honest and let's stop the witch hunt. Investigate. But this constant drumbeat from CNN, which is absolutely despicable now. CNN, and I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a sycophant. But how dare you? You've made MSNBC look credible.
It is amazing.
It's so obviously a personal vendetta at this point.
How do you get up and go to work every day working for CNN? So what are we doing today? We're going to bash Trump 24 hours. Great. Tomorrow. What are we doing today? We're going to bash Trump. We're going to gin stuff up that isn't true. And then when a nugget of truth comes out, which looks bad, which may be morally wrong, you're going to use that as what? Proof that a crime has been committed when it hasn't?
Justify all the BS.
How come you haven't had Alan Dershowitz on? How come you haven't put Alan Dershowitz on CNN and run that clip anytime you do anything, but no crime has been committed? Maybe it should be a crime. If CNN said, we're going to lead the campaign to make some of this a crime, I'd respect that more.
Obviously.
The headline on CNN just now, the lower third, said White House under siege. Definition of
what does
siege?
That mean?
Definition of siege, a military operation in which enemy forces surround a town or building, cutting off essential supplies. I didn't know. Why are we surrounding
somebody
the White House?
You know who the White House is under siege from? CNN.
Yeah.
I mean, figuratively speaking, it's you. Right. They left off the next line. You couldn't see, Brad.
By us.
It says by right, exactly. So here's what happened. And you could go back through the whole history, the timeline. We laid some of it out on Think Tank yesterday. Basically, Trump, before being elected, while working through the campaign, was working to discredit and find dirt on Hillary Clinton.
Which
it's opposition
is what you
research.
Do in
every one of them.
Every election.
Even the good people do this. Now, the better people the more morally upstanding people, the opposition researches on bad things they've done while in office, right, or things that would be unpalatable or unsavory to the people that are going to likely have to choose whether or not to vote for them.
Right.
Wow, you voted for that law and people don't like it? Let's talk about that. But it's gotten to the point of they dig for moral flaws, moral wrongdoings, affairs, whatever, and they did this. During this campaign, we know that now Don Trump Jr. got word from an attorney. He was connected through a billionaire and his son, who happens to be a pop singer in Russia, that the Trumps knew. The Trumps, Donald in particular, was acquaintances with them. Do you remember the dossier with the golden showers that was supposedly, which turned out not to be true?
Right.
That was supposedly happened during a meeting when he went to Russia to meet with that billionaire years ago.
All right.
So that's how they're connected. This guy says, hey, we've got some information, could be helpful. So they use this female Russian attorney. She contacts, or they claim she can, they can put Don Trump Jr. in contact with her. And she is, as they lay out in the emails, quite definitively an attorney for the government. She works for the Russian government. There's a big distinction there, because private citizens talk and meet all they want. You get into some hinky things, some of it illegal, some of it just improper,
right,
or immoral, when it becomes a Russian official. Okay. And the reason I say some of it is because then it comes down to intent mainly, and second of all, what they were actually discussing or doing. Hey, we can hook you guys up. Don Trump Jr. is like, wow, this is great. I can use this information. We're trying to find dirt on Hillary. I'm paraphrasing. And by the way, this would be great if you can release this later in the summer, because that's what you do. She doesn't have time to defend it and you lose the election. And that's what he basically said. We had questioned before we went on the air at 5 o'clock with Think Tank. Okay, has a crime been committed? And we're all sitting around right before he went on going, I don't know. Caleb suggested collusion.
Right.
There could be some sort of conspiracy, or belief that you were intent to, conspire. Because she didn't end up actually working for the Russian government.
Oh, she was lying?
They lied about her. She didn't work for the government. Now, did she work for the government? Of course she worked for the government. I mean, somewhere along the line, she knows somebody, she has connections. Wink, wink, and by that I mean wink, wink. She worked for the government. But there's plausible deniability she didn't, and it looks like they set a trap for the Trumps. That's what they were doing. They were trying to get information and start this email chain so they would be able to blackmail him, extort him on some level.
So wait a minute. Does that mean that the Russians wanted Hillary to be elected? If they were trying to sabotage the Trumps,
because that information never had to come out. So the guy gets elected 6 months down the road or 2 years, and you need a favor. We have this information,
and we'll release.
That's what they do.
I think they wanted that on any whoever wins.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And that's what Jason laid out based on the way some of this was written. Jason Buttrell, who's former intel, is like, based on the way this is written, based on what Russia said, some of the terms they use. This was about creating a dossier and blackmail evidence on the Trumps that they would be able to use this chip down the road. That's what they do.
Being a political neophyte. Presumably, Donald Trump did not understand what was going on in that sense.
Ultimately, this is what you can look back at least and say.
All right.
The Trumps were schooled by Vladimir Putin. And this is not hating on him. Right. It's just true. They were schooled that Vladimir Putin knew more about cybersecurity, email security, the American people's political persuasions and what would happen, and ultimately the law. Than Donald Trump's team. So you have the Russian lawyer there, okay? There's a failed connection here. They still haven't showed that that she actually worked for the Russian government, the attorney, okay? So there's a little leap there. He believes she did, which is bad, not a crime, apparently. Right, okay. Should it be a crime? Maybe. Not a crime. If they show she did work for the government, probably not a crime, okay? It's just not. And I'm not defending. I'm still telling you it's wrong. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Then the next bigger hurdle they have to get over. So that's the first one. Prove that Trump Jr. had a connection with the Russian government and there was a crime committed, which probably included intent. Okay.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Knowingly or unknowingly, let's say he thought she was government, but she wasn't, and he still went ahead. Is there a crime there?
No, probably not.
Whether or not, like, I guess whether or not she was actually government is irrelevant.
No, because you can go and get information
on whether or not he thought she was government.
What, there's no treason? There's no, you have to show a crime. So there has to be intent, number one, and then there has to be, which crime are you talking about? It's not illegal for the government to give you information on each, on people or whatever, so for the Russian government.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's the base question. Right. Is it illegal for a, you know, an official running for presidency to obtain information from a foreign government against any candidate?
No.
Okay, so then that's
and if
of...
and if it is, which it's not, but if it were, Hillary Clinton would still be guilty of that too, because there's some similar things she did, and also many other people have run for office. So it's not. So that's the first hurdle. Then the second, much bigger hurdle, is to prove, if you could prove intent and a crime for Don Jr., did Trump know? Was he a part of it?
Right.
That's the big dog they still haven't gotten to. Now, this is very bad. This is the first or closest to Donald Trump they've gotten with Russia being involved with something, and that the Trumps lied about it. It looks shady because they kept lying. We didn't meet. We didn't meet. We didn't meet. None of this happened. Okay, we met.
Right.
Because Donald Trump Jr. is on tape saying, we did not meet. Over and over. In various ways, they said it since the election 30-some times via Twitter, on interviews, whatever. They didn't
they
meet with them.
The Russians.
All right, let me get a quick break, and we'll come back with more of this on The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson will be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Check out BrickHouseDoc.com. That's the website, BrickHouseDoc.com. And remember the promo code DOC to get Dawn to Dusk with a 15% discount. Dawn to Dusk is an extended release energy supplement. Lasts up to 10 hours, increases your energy, improves your mood, stimulates your brain, and doesn't give you the jitters. So if you have trouble getting through the day in these trying times like we do, why not pick up Dawn to Dusk, BrickHouseDoc.com.
Yeah, if I don't take my Dawn to Dusk, I'm a mess. I pass out. Probably. Actually, I'm pretty much, you know, when you're like, Cal, I just said that. That's the days that I didn't take my Dawn to Dusk. When I repeat what you said, like 30 seconds after you said it, like it's something new.
You know, you got another baby coming.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Do they have super Dawn to Dusk?
Can I just get an IV? Just slap it right into my arms. It's the only way I stay awake throughout the day without passing out.
It's BrickHouseDoc.com. Again, promo code DOC and get Dawn to Dusk today. BrickHouseDoc.com with promo code DOC. So the big question I have in this Donald Trump Jr. and the Russian thing is, who leaked the emails? Who leaked them?
Right, yes. Who in the government?
Because Don Trump...
Now we're talking about the Don Jr.
Don
emails.
Jr. Don Jr. Gave the information. He put the emails out there himself.
Right.
Preemptive strike. Because the New York Times was going to do it. Who leaked him in the New York Times? By the way, here's his defense. Don Trump Jr. Here's what he had to say on Sean Hannity last
night. In retrospect, I probably would have done things a little differently. Again, this is before the Russia mania. This is before they were building it up in the press. For me, this was opposition research. They had something, you know, maybe concrete evidence to all the stories I'd been hearing about, but they were probably underreported for, you know, years, not just during the campaign. So I think I wanted to hear it out. But really, it went nowhere, and it was apparent that that wasn't what the meeting was actually about.
So now, I was just doing opposition research, and now I realize that really wasn't. They got me.
Yeah.
They got me.
He regrets being caught.
So what questions remain in your mind now? What's the question?
All right. So again, yeah. Who leaked it? And number two, what was the information that was going to be so damaging to...
We don't know.
Exactly.
And he just said, you know, I thought it was going to be this. That's clearly not the case or whatever. They haven't showed us. There's no smoking gun. What was it about Hillary?
Right.
What if it was the Russians who leaked this?
It could have been.
No, because why would they give away if that's their Trump? Sorry.
Unless
that's
they're punching Trump card. Him. Remember, they just had a 2-hour meeting that was supposed to be a half an hour.
Right.
I want you to do this. Sorry, I'm not going to do it. It's not tremendous. Right? Okay.
Are you sure?
Have you released the information? Release the hounds.
Release the information.
The information, comrade. Who knows? We'll find out, though.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This is The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
We'll get some of your tweets and calls coming up. If you would, tweet at us some questions. What questions remain in your mind about what's going on with the latest with Don Trump Jr. and the information coming out? What questions remain?
Whether you like him or not.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't care if you like him. I mean, you could be a sycophant against or for him. I don't care. I'm trying to put together all the different unanswered questions, and we'll get to those a little bit later on. I could share some with Glenn when he comes in as well. It's certainly heating up. I just wish there was more truth about it, more honesty. Admit who you are. Admit what your biases are. Certainly, I want consistency. I want consistency if you didn't support Hillary or you did. I want consistency. Be accountable, and I'm certainly not getting that from the media or most of it. David Weissman joins me now, writer for Freedom Daily. Hey, David, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing well. You have an article about Linda Sasseur. Linda was the woman who called for a jihad against President Trump. Am I remembering that right?
Yes, you are.
And tell me more about her. Who is she and where does she come from? I don't know. Some people probably recognize her name. I know there have been other stories recently where she seems like a questionable character.
Yes, when I first learned about her, it was during the Women's March when President Trump had his inauguration. And, of course, you know, with this it's a liberal event, and they turned it into an anti-Trump march instead of actually caring about women's rights. So I did a little bit more search, found out that, you know, she's, you know, quote-unquote Palestinian. She supports Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. And she's been doing a lot of tweets against President Trump, saying lies about the travel ban, which is definitely a must. I mean, you see terrorism throughout the world, and you know you need to have borders, you need to have a secure vetting system. I live in Israel, and I can tell you from all the different kinds of terror attacks that we have in this country, it happens from men, you know, women or children are terrorists. You know, these terrorists are cowards. They use anybody. Anyone to get their agenda across, to hurt people, to force people into Sharia law. And this is what she's doing. And she goes on these platforms where no one challenges her to a debate or her ideology, and she's spreading a lot of incitement.
Yeah, I remember when one of the other stories, she was part of the whole Women's March thing, too. You're right. And it became... part of my problem with her is she's blurring the line. She clearly has an agenda when it comes to jihad and ISIS and extremist views when it comes to Islam, but she's conflating her crazy ideas with things like feminism. But there's a whole disparity when you look at it. If you're at the Women's March and you're somebody that supports some of the things that ISIS does, who clearly does not support women, you got some conflicts there.
Exactly, and there's a phrase that people need to learn about. It's called taqiyya. And you know what that is? It's a term which means it gives Muslims permission to lie to the public to win their hearts and minds, and that's what she is doing. But she is having the left-wing media wrapped around her finger. And it is, you know, and it's enough, you know. Enough is enough, and this has got to stop. This is causing a lot of hatred and division in the United States. And yes, I'm in Israel, but you know, I see all the tweets from you know liberals attacking conservatives just for supporting president and the American way of life. And you're right. I mean, how can you support Sharia and support you know feminism? It's you know you can't do that.
So we'll tweet out a link to the article so people can check that out, who she is and your thoughts on her. But I want to also get your thoughts on what's going on with the scandals now, with the connection Don Trump Jr. and his emails that he denied existed or denied he had any contact with anybody in Russia, basically, during the campaign and then after. What are your thoughts on that, David?
I think the liberal media fake news is pulling at straws and... You know, the Democrats, they had nothing. And, you know, where was all this outrage when Obama gave billions of dollars to a country that, you know, said death to America? You know, where was all the outrage when Obama was going around Arab countries bowing down to our enemies? And, you know, they call, you know what, Donald Trump Jr. did treason. Okay, so he met a Russian official. I don't remember Russia chanting that to America. It's nonsense.
So, you know, and I agree with that. We always call people out for their lack of consistency, but I hate when we address current situations by saying, well, those people did wrong. I mean, you're right. There has been a rabid lack of consistency. However, we've got to look at this. Although there is no crime committed, are you still bothered, though, morally, ethically, that, okay, first of all, they lied to us, and then second of all, that maybe you shouldn't be meeting with these cats and doing this stuff?
I think the Trump administration is trying to, you know, they mean well, they're trying to, you know, work together, global fighting terrorism, they're trying to work together to make things better. Yeah, they might have been lying, but, you know, mistakes happen, people are human, people make mistakes. Do I consider it treason? No, that's not...
Well, it's not legally treason, we know that.
Yeah, I mean, people are human, and you know what? You know, mistakes happen, it's time to move on. Try to actually focus on actual policies. Focus on what, you know, can make America better. It seems like this is like a distraction from left wing and take off the, you know, what's really going on in the world.
Because I'm looking for a little more consistency. You said it, you know, sure, it may be, you know, they may have lied to us or whatever. I mean, they lied to us, David. I mean, they lied a lot to us.
Well, like I said, people are human. People make mistakes. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Okay, so he met a Russian official. You know, I think, you know, maybe they're I guess they were might have worried that, you know, the media might have been taken out of proportion, and obviously they are. And so, what is a crime on meeting with a Russian official?
Well, no, there's no crime. We've said that. There was no crime committed.
Correct. So, I mean, why is there so much focus on this deal?
Partisan politics.
Exactly. Partisan.
Would you have said the same if circumstances were similar, if it came to a Hillary administration or an Obama administration? Would you have said if mistakes were made?
If it put the country in jeopardy, like, you know, the Iran deal or the uranium deal, I mean, if it was just a meeting, okay. You know, and people meet, and, you know, leaders meet. But, you know, if it puts the country in danger, puts the country at national risk, and yeah, that's something that, okay, you know, that's what's going on here.
Okay. Well, like I said, what on Twitter, what's your Twitter handle?
It is at David M. Weissman, WEISSMAN.
And what I'll do is I'll tweet out a link to that so people can follow you, and also to your article on Linda Sarsour. Is it Sarsour? Is that... Did I say it right?
Sarsour, yeah.
Sarsour. So people could check that out as well and follow you. David, thanks so much for joining us today from Israel. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Day. Appreciate the opportunity.
So, this is... that's the reason I challenged him about, you know, would you say the same thing with Obama? I don't know David enough to say that he would have treated it differently, but I know a lot of people on the right would have. I heard Hannity last night lead after the Don Trump Jr. clip with... Where were they when Obama did this? And rattled off a laundry list. Yes, Sean, you're right. However, during the Obama administration, did you find it acceptable? Did you accept when they said, where were they when George W. Bush and gave a laundry list?
Right.
No, you know what I said? Two wrongs don't make a right. And I'm going to say that now. Two wrongs don't make a right. What wrongs are we talking about? Laws being broken? No. We're talking about things that are unsavory or improper. But there were plenty of those things when it came to the Obama administration. If we didn't know that laws were broken, we said, well, they shouldn't be doing that. You're doing this and that's not right. And okay, look at it like this. Look at it with Obama meeting in secret communications, I guess we should say, or people from his administration in secret communications with Iran for a year and a half, a year? Before we knew anything about it.
Right.
Perfectly legal and proper to say we're going to negotiate with people, even people that have been our enemies. You know, you got to have a dialogue at times. Fine. But what did we say? The laws, maybe there's parts of it that are improper by not telling us or and whatever. Immoral. And what did you get out of it? But people threw that into the whole Iran deal discussion or whatever, and they were pissed off about it. I was ticked off. Why didn't you tell us? Well, we didn't want to queer the deal. We wanted to make sure we could negotiate, and it's done delicately. Okay, I was still frustrated by parts of it. If you were critical of the way that rolled out at all, and you're defending Trump, you got a problem.
This whole thing is going to snowball, because what will happen, and this is the kind of crap that got Donald Trump elected to begin with. People were so sick and tired of politicians and the bickering and the infighting and the them and the us and the blah, 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 that they wanted somebody in there who wasn't a politician, whether he is or not, that remains. But that's what people were sick of. Now it's just snowballing. So what happens? A Democrat gets elected next time. The Republicans are going to spend a...
Same thing.
Yes. And then we're never,
meanwhile,
ever going to get out of this
we're
cycle.
We're still up to our eyeballs in debt. We still don't have a health care plan. We still don't
have a budget? We've got nothing. This is insanity.
It's just more of, look over here, shiny object. Well, over here, the real crap's going on.
Do you remember our boss, Dom, was on the air with Glenn shortly after the election? It might have been the morning after. And he laid out what now, in my mind, I always go back to when it came to what really happened. How did Trump get elected? Whatever. And it was the average people saying, what about my life?
Yes.
And you're right. We don't like the bickering, infighting. That's always been a part of it. But it's more personal. It's more kind of where you're going with that, Cal. Yeah, we still have debt or whatever. But it's more about I still have debt.
Or it's more about I can't feed my kids.
Yes. And if I can't, I can't. I cannot get ahead.
I don't care about this nonsense.
I can just keep up. And every time I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think we're okay.
I have $500 in savings. So if something goes wrong, I'm all good. Guess what? Oh, something I hadn't expected. Oh, guess what? I'm $200 in debt.
Yep.
Or worse. Some people $10,000, $20,000 because they're running to keep up with it for years. How has that changed? How is that likely to change? And this isn't on Trump. That's not a criticism of just him, because it's also Congress. There's many things going on here. Mm-hmm. But with all of this, you're still not addressing that.
Right.
The average person is still out there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, in Parma, Ohio, in Lubbock, Texas, or wherever.
Six part-time jobs.
Busting their hump with very little future, saying there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. Relief Factor was a product that was designed to deal with inflammation in your body, so hopefully you could get rid of the pain in your body. And guess what? It has worked for me. It has worked for Brad. It's worked for a lot of people. Not everybody, but a lot of them, and the majority of people who try it. You should try it today if you have pain, if it's a recurring pain because you exercise or something like that. If you have a pain that has been something that's been going on for years and you've tried other things, why not try Relief Factor? So many people have had success. For the $19.95 it's going to cost you for a three-week quick start pack, certainly worth trying. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com. It's ReliefFactor.com. You can also call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, and try Relief Factor. It's worked for so many people. Hopefully it'll work for you, and I think it probably will. It has been a lifesaver to a lot of people. We've had people tell us over and over again, I've tried so many other things, and that's really what this is. It's not like they're like, wow, that Cal is such an upstanding guy. I'm gonna go ahead and try what he says. It's desperation where you're just like, hell, I'll try anything. Hot poker in my nose, fine. Whatever it takes. Yeah, this is a little less invasive than hot poker in your nose.
Quite a bit.
Little less invasive. It's $19.95. Roll the dice, try it. Usually takes 7 to 10 days to see results. Hopefully it'll work for you. It's ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
You're Rob Ford.
I remember.
We're talking political scandals off the air. Mayor Rob Ford, the mayor of Toronto, who's dead now, by the way.
Oh boy, is he.
Did he die? He didn't die of an OD.
He died of complications.
He died of
cancer. I didn't know he had cancer.
Yeah, he had cancer. It was a rare form of cancer.
People speculate it may have been because he abused his body so long, so it may have been connected to it or whatever.
The unfortunate likeliness or likely... He looked like Chris Farley.
Well, yeah, but we started talking about it because...
Smoking crack, that's a side effect, is cancer, right?
Maybe. Could be. No, but what a political failure. We're talking about political failures. It's a guy who just threw it out there.
He just...
I mean, he was arrested while mayor for doing crack, right?
I think on a hooker's butt or something.
Yeah, it was like in the worst extreme. And there wasn't there tapes of him in some other...
He didn't deny it.
No.
Right.
So I enjoyed a little crack on her butt.
He just doubled down and just kept throwing it out there.
Or like the thing where
he was honest.
Right.
I forgot the context, but he said something about how he likes, you know, to indulge in coitus with his wife.
Stoned
or something. Or
Who hasn't said that at the press conference? Come on.
The politician. Yeah. At least he was honest about it. The people of Toronto, even though his approval rating was still fairly high, people personally said, oh, I don't like this. But some of them liked the swagger that he was being honest about the stuff, you know? But I got to think the political consultants are like, Rob, no.
Stop it.
Mayor
Stop
Ford.
It.
Mr. Mayor.
We talked about this.
In the meeting, we said you shouldn't talk about your wife that way.
I don't know. That's what I'm going to do. Hand me that crack pipe.
Oh, here we go again.
The consultant said mentioning whores and crack and screwing your wife is not a good political move.
All right, fine. Can I talk about plowing that hooker the other day?
No, they said that. You notice the flow chart here. Here's the research.
You guys take all the fun out of this job.
According to polling, plowing hookers isn't good.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.